When at Sophie Newcomb College, were you getting homesick, or you just felt I needed to be back in Tulsa?
I think I was always homesick. I loved the experience. I loved being in New Orleans. I think I was just homesick.
Mm-hmm. Did Roxana go to Tulsa Central with you? Are you the same
age? Yes, yeah.
You're the same age?
Yeah.
So she also?
Yeah.
So the two of you were buddies in high school?
Yeah.
Then did she go on to schooling?
She went on to TU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so then you were there together?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You came home because my best friend's at TU.
Yeah.
And I want to come home and be with her.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Your experience then at Tulsa University, your classes and your interests, did they begin to develop there?
Yeah, journalism. Remember Ed Dumit?
I do know him.
Yeah, so actually he asked me to do some radio thing with him one time, and I was going to, but I ended up not doing it, and I regret that I didn't because I loved him and I thought it would be very fascinating. But, you know, at that age, I don't know how far ahead we think. I was just enjoying every single thing I was doing. And I guess I didn't think I had time to
do anything,
learn how to do that. Or I
on the radio, right.
Yeah.
Ed Dumit, they still hear his voice today on KWGS.
That voice.
And the IDs, as we call them, when he says KWGS, I can't even say it the way he said it. And I've interviewed Ed Dumit here for our oral history project, VoicesOfOklahoma.com. What a dear man.
Oh.
A wonderful human being.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a good man. So then you didn't do that, but okay, you said journalism immediately. Where did your interest in journalism come from?
You know, I started writing stories and little short stories and stuff in grade school. And I was horrible in math. I never got it. But I always was really easy with language. So, I mean, I think I just fell into an easy pattern and took headline writing classes. Tom Wood, who also eventually, well, these are, see, like old professors that went into journalism. Anyway, so I loved my professors. I loved the ease of the classes because it was so different than, more unstructured than high school. I just liked the casualness of it, everything.
I'm fascinated.
I sort of liked the, I don't know, not out of the box. I liked the way people in that business or thought. I liked their thinking process.
Creativity.
Just creativity. Yeah. And who knows what they're going to think. And it's just going to be a fascinating conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I loved that.
Since you were writing when you were young, were you a reader when you were young?
Yes, constantly. In fact, my mother started reading to me before I started school. And I think we would start reading Nancy Drew mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And mother remembers this so well, so it made me feel like I could remember it, that she'd say, honey, I cannot read anymore. My voice is getting out. And so I would say, well, show me, because I want to finish. I want to go on. So I learned how to read before I went to school.
What a gift that was.
And I am just still at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is marvelous. When promoting reading these days, they're encouraging, of course, parents to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have reading programs.
Yeah.
Reading, children not being able to read is mm-hmm. a major concern.
Yeah.
So you graduated with what degree?
Journalism and a minor in speech.
Okay. Because you liked to perform.
I was always the one that raised my hand, and I guess I'll stand up in front of the class and read the poem or, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what year did you graduate?
1963. Yeah.
So then were you out to, I got to go work for a newspaper, or what did you do?
I was already doing that. I had worked there before I graduated. In fact, the first thing I did was...
when you say there, you mean the Tulsa World?
Tulsa World. Was help, like, count puzzle stuff, but probably like in early college. Things that came, I don't even remember, just helping them count different things. Then I was hired to do the bridal column and arrange all the brides that were going to be on the covers and that stuff. They used to have big cover pages of the different brides and kind of coordinate that and write those stories. I mean, that was just who was married, you know, blah, 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 nothing. Then Julie Blakely, who did the People and Places column. And I got to be friendly because I worked for her a summer even before I started all that. And she said, you should take this over when I retire. And I thought that just sounded great. And so we kind of worked me in. And then for a while, it was People and Places by Julie Blakely and Dana Sue Grimes, I was then. And then when she retired, my name just slid in.
All right. So I like beginnings. Did you pursue the newspaper? When you were at the University of Tulsa, did you pursue them? Or did they come looking for...
I didn't pursue them. I mean, you know, of course, I knew Roxana and Bob then, at least along the way toward the end, because they met and married toward the end of TU.
And Bob was with the newspaper because his father really owned the paper at that time.
We would talk about it, and I think we'd say, someday do you want to do that?
Okay.
But just casual conversation. But then it became, then as I graduated and had, because I worked for the Junior Chamber of Commerce. I did ads for them for a while at that building on 18th Street. It used to be a building down there that they were in. I did that, and then it just evolved into, why don't you just come here and do this?
Man.
And then Julie wanted, she said, and I loved it, and that's what I wanted to do.
Look, when you trace yours back, that day that Roxana came to your house, and then it was an easy blend into the newspaper. She didn't know she was going to be married into a newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And there, and it just comes together like that for
you. And it was just also easy.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, that's a great story.